Facebook data gets its day in court. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Suping Chan in for Anu Anand. Good morning. It's a big day for Facebook at Europe's top court. The European Court of Justice will examine whether the way the social networking giant and other firms move personal data to the US is legal. The case has been brought by an Austrian activist who argues that so-called standard contractual clauses, which make it all possible, don't protect people's privacy rights. While a final ruling isn't expected until next year, Peter Church at the law firm Linklaters said much was at stake.
So the issue in this case is what happens to the data once it's transferred outside the EU, and particularly in this case, what's the ability of the US law enforcement and national security agencies to access that data once it's in the US?
What do you think the outcome's likely to be?
I think it's likely to be relatively negative. And the reason for that is when the Irish High Court looked at the US framework, it concluded it wasn't sufficient. In particular, it didn't give a proper remedy to EU citizens if their data was mishandled.
Now, there are differing attitudes towards privacy in the US and the EU. Can you talk a little bit about that?
In the EU, we give a lot of weight to the right to privacy, whereas in the US, there's much more emphasis given to the right to freedom of speech. And we've seen that in certain contexts in the US. For example, attempts to introduce an omnibus US privacy law have generally faltered because it would infringe on these US principles of freedom of speech.
So what's at stake here and how much could it potentially cost?
Well, it is a very big decision for businesses, because if businesses can't transfer data internationally outside of the EU, that would have big implications for commerce, for data flows, and that could be very disruptive. Now, in practice, what we think will probably happen is that if the standard contractual clauses are struck out, then standard contractual clauses version 2.0 will come along. So they may, for example, require additional risk assessment. They may restrict the circumstances in which transfers are made. So it's potentially quite a lot of work for business.
Peter Church, let's do the numbers. Global stock markets are down. The DAX in Frankfurt slipped 1.3%, while the FTSE 100 in London is down 0.3%. Investors are waiting for clues on US interest rates from Federal Reserve President Jay Powell. He's in front of Congress on Wednesday. Now, you probably think the kind of person who owns a couple of Picasso paintings isn't short of cash. But many art investors are unlocking the value of their prize works by using them as collateral for loans. These loans are worth up to $20 billion in the US alone, according to one estimate. Evan Beard helps people to borrow against their Picassos for Bank of America. He says the loans are used to bankroll all sorts of projects.
These are folks that buy art for the aesthetic pleasure, or the cultural capital, or the status of owning a Picasso. But they're very shrewd, market savvy people who have built their businesses using debt. So we've done everything from finance a healthcare center to help someone buy a hotel. We've financed sports teams. We've seen a sports team owner who has paid his star athlete's signing bonus using an art loan. So, or to buy more art. So there's lots of reasons people do this.
Evan Beard. Starting the day with a cup of coffee is a habit for people around the world. Billions of cups are consumed every year, but that creates mountains of potential waste. The BBC's Elizabeth Hodson has been looking at some creative solutions.
Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend.
The coffee industry is booming, but that also means huge amounts of waste, from single-use cups to coffee machine pods.
I recently went to the London Coffee Festival, where I asked people in the industry how they saw the problem of waste. Agnieszka Rajuska was the 2018 World Barista Champion.
We produce, I think, the most trash in the restaurant industry, because we have like box of milk, coffee bags, paper cups, lids.
Many cups of coffee are still served in single-use paper cups, which have a plastic lining. Now, this makes them both difficult and expensive to recycle.
Make it hot. Make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee.
Tony Small is managing director of Decent Packaging. His company makes cups which are completely plant-based, including the lids, and that means that the whole thing is compostable.
We need to simplify sustainability, and the best way to do that, we believe, is through making packaging from plants, which you can compost along with the food waste.
Are yours more expensive to manufacture?
probably more expensive to manufacture, but not more expensive to purchase. So we sell them for a very similar price to what you would buy a plastic cup for.
Paper cups grab a lot of the headlines, but coffee machine pods are also facing a backlash. They're normally made of a combination of plastic and metal and are difficult and therefore expensive to recycle. But consumers are increasingly demanding a solution. David Foster, founder of Halo Coffee, has developed a fully home compostable coffee pod, and that includes the packaging.
You can throw it in any waste stream and feel completely guilt-free. You've got a capsule that is made out of sugarcane bagasse, which is basically waste sugarcane. So after the sugarcane has been used, it is then pulped and made into the capsule.
But these types of environmental credentials don't come cheap. It's not clear how willing consumers will actually be to sacrifice their hard-earned cash to help the environment. In London, I'm the BBC's Elizabeth Hodson for Marketplace.
Now, before you grab your morning brew, just time to tell you that a woman in Shanghai has been sentenced to 3 days' detention after refusing to sort her garbage. Strict new regulations mean people in the city must divide their trash into four types or face penalties. Authorities say they've already imposed fines in nearly 200 cases. In London, I'm Sue Ping Chan with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.